On today's show, should electric cars look different or more mainstream? Volvo chooses where its first U.S. plant will be located, and Dodge comes out with the fastest Viper ever. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 11th of 2015. Last year, Volvo sold only 56,000 cars in the U.S. market. And yet this morning, the company announced it will build an assembly plant in the U.S. capable of making 100,000 cars a year. The plant will be in South Carolina and will employ 2,000 workers, though Volvo says that will grow to 4,000. This suggests output will double to at least 200,000 vehicles a year. So what's going on here? Last year, Volvo only sold 466,000 vehicles globally. It already has more than enough manufacturing capacity, with two plants in Europe and two in China. So here's our Autoline insight. Next month, Volvo will start exporting the Chinese-made S60L to the United States. It will be the first Chinese-made car sold in the American market, and in some circles, that will generate a big backlash against Volvo. But by announcing it's building a plant in the U.S., Volvo is moving proactively to mitigate that criticism. The Viper ACR model was discontinued a few years back, but now it's making its return as the fastest street-legal Viper ever made. Though the output of the 8.4-liter V10 remains the same, upgrades include aerodynamic and suspension tweaks, carbon ceramic brakes, and high-performance tires that were designed specifically for the ACR. The Extreme Aero package includes a 6-foot-wide carbon fiber rear wing, rear carbon fiber diffuser, unique SRT hood with removable louvers, and a detachable extension for the front splitter, which helps deliver nearly 1 ton of downforce at a top speed of 177 miles per hour. The Viper ACR, or American Club Racer, goes on sale later this year. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
I got a chance to hop in the new Mercedes Maybach over the weekend, and boy oh boy, what an experience to live in the lap of luxury, if only for a short bit. While chock full of gizmos and doodads, one particular feature that stood out to me is what Mercedes calls magic sky control. This is where, at the touch of a button, the sunroof can be switched from dark to light and any varying degree in between. The panels are made of two separate panes that enclose a number of films. Between each film is a mixture of particles that react to electricity. When hit with AC voltage, the particles align and will let light through. And when off, the particles take over random positions, which blocks the light back out. The blue color can also be visually impactful. When the light shines through at just the right angle, it lights up all the polished chrome accents. While Mercedes has talked about using this technology for years, the Maybach is the first application for it. And look for our full seat time review of the Mercedes Maybach coming soon. Ford is reviving some iconic trims and features for the new Mustang. Backed by popular demand, the 2016 GT comes standard with turn signals integrated into the hood vents, a feature that first debuted on the 1967 Mustang. The company is also bringing back the California Special and Pony packages, two trims that were popular in the 60s. In addition to that, customers can once again add over-the-top racing stripes direct from the factory to the Pony car. Offered in black or silver, the stripes are available for most color and trim packages. Last but not least, GT convertible owners with a manual can now equip the model with the performance package offered for hardtop versions. It features unique chassis tuning, plus upgraded brakes, wheels, and tires. All the new features we just highlighted will be available later in the year. Should hybrids and EVs look different from anything else, or just look more mainstream? One of the top designers in the industry gives us his opinion. The design of the new Chevy Volt is more mainstream because the company believes consumers don't want hybrids and EVs that look different from mainstream cars. On Autoline this week, Ralph Gilles, the head of design at Fiat Chrysler, shares his thoughts on how electrics should be styled.
I think they need to be unique. I don't think it's a matter of mainstream or not. The car, I think you fail when you have the same car that's one's an EV and one isn't, and you can't tell. Because the EV people, most of them want the world to know they've made the choice. So there has to be an outright evidence of it, but I don't think it needs to be weird. I think designers almost try too hard. Now the i8 personally, we're talking about that before we got on camera, I like it best when it's all black. I love the shapes of it, but when it's blues, you know, the blue, black, and silver combined, it's trying way too hard. It's like,
yeah, I don't like that.
And that stuff typically ages very quickly. It looks cool on an auto show stand, good in a magazine, but then on the road for years after years, it gets old.
You can watch that whole show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. And make sure you tune in for this week's Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Travis Hester, the executive chief engineer of the Cadillac CT6. So if you got any questions about Cadillac's new flagship sedan, send your questions to viewer mail at autoline.tv. That's this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.